The bus pulled into the terminal de omnibus around midday, and the first thing I noticed was the light. After 2 weeks of Buenos Aires damp gray, Cordoba's winter sun felt like a different season entirely, sharp and dry, and casting long shadows off the sierras in the distance. I stepped off with my backpack, and the air was cool, maybe 14 degrees, but with that crispness that makes you want to move. The terminal itself was a whirlwind of people and announcements, and I just stood there for a minute, letting the city's particular hum wash over me. Getting from the terminal to my rental in Nueva Cordoba was easier than I expected. I'd read about the SUB card, how it's the one transit card that works across the country now, and I needed to top it up anyway. There's a booth right in the terminal, so I queued up, handed over my passport, and had a card in my hand within 10 minutes. The ride into the neighborhood was about 20 minutes, and I watched the city unfold. Wide avenues, older buildings with that European colonial feel, then the modern student blocks of Nueva Cordoba, all balconies and laundry lines. My flat is a small one-bedroom on a street that's mostly students, and the rent is around 620,000 pesos a month, which is rough, maybe $680 at the current rate. It's not the center, but it's got a balcony that catches the afternoon sun, and I can walk to the bus stop in 2 minutes. The landlord, a retired teacher named Marta, walked me through the place, showed me how the water heater works, and pointed out the buena onda of the neighborhood. I signed the contract with a proper pen, and just like that, I had a home in Cordoba. After dumping my bags, I had to eat. The Lomato is a Cordoba institution, and I'd heard about this sandwich with steak, ham, egg, and cheese that locals swear by. I wander down to a spot near the Paseo del Buen Pastor, a converted women's prison from 1901 that's now a cultural center. The sandwich was about 15,000 pesos, maybe 16 bucks, and it was exactly the right thing after a morning on the bus, all warm bread and savory fillings. I sat in the courtyard, watching families and students pass by, and I felt myself finally arriving. The rest of the afternoon, I spent walking the neighborhood, getting my bearings. Nueva Cordoba is the student heartland, and it shows in the density of bars and kioscos, the chatter on the street, the way everyone seems to move with a purpose. I looped past the Palacio Ferreira, that gorgeous Louis XVI mansion that now houses an art museum, and then down to Parque Sarmiento, which is one of the oldest parks in South America. The Eiffel water wheel was turning slowly in the golden light, and I just sat on a bench for a while, watching a group of kids playing football on the grass. The sun was already thinking about setting, even though it was only mid-afternoon, when I crossed back through the city center to see the Manzana Jesuitica. That's the Jesuit Block, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, where the 17th century church and the university buildings stand right in the middle of the modern city. I walked past the Church of the Company of Jesus, its stone facade warm in the low light, and thought about the history here, how this was the oldest university in the country since 1613, how the Jesuits built these estancias across the province. It's one thing to read about it, another to stand in its shadow. As evening came on, I found my way to Guimes, the barrio that gets called Cordoba's San Telmo. It's boho and artsy, with antique shops and murals on every corner, and on weekends the Feria de las Pulgas takes over Calle Belgrano. Even on a weekday, it had that creative hum, and I ducked into a small cafe to warm up with a coffee. A cappuccino set me back about 5,000 pesos, around $5, and I took a seat by the window, watching the street settle into its evening rhythm. Dinner I had at a place called La Vieja Esquina, which someone at the cafe had recommended for traditional Cordoba food. It's a proper bodegon-style spot, all wood and checkered tablecloths, and the menu was heavy on the provincial classics. I ordered a plate of salami and cheese to start, because I'd read about Oncativo's Fiesta Nacional del Salami Casero, which is apparently happening this weekend, and is a huge deal in the province. The salami was tangy and rich, and I washed it down with a local beer, about 2,100 pesos a bottle. It felt like exactly the right way to welcome myself to the region. The night, though, belonged to Fernet con Coca. It's Cordoba's signature drink, and I had to try it properly. I found a bar in Nueva Cordoba on Rondo Street, which is the epicenter of the nightlife scene, and ordered one. The first sip is bitter and herbal, and the cola softens it just enough that you can see how it becomes addictive. I sat at the bar, watching the room fill up with students and young professionals, and I thought about how different this is from Buenos Aires. The tango there was about melancholy and elegance. Here, the rhythm is quartetto, loud and danceable and unapologetic. I walked home around 11, the city still buzzing, and I stopped at a corner store to pick up some essentials. A bus fare for tomorrow is around 1,250 pesos, maybe $1.40, and a loaf of bread is about 1,300, so it's manageable. I also grabbed an empanada for tomorrow's breakfast, because it's rude not to have a spare empanada in the fridge. This morning, I woke up to the clearest light I've seen in weeks. The sky was that deep winter blue, and the air was cold enough to see your breath, maybe 4 degrees. I bundled up and took a bus out to the Sierras, to the start of a trail that winds up into the hills around the city. The sun had burned off the frost by the time I started hiking, and the path climbed through dry grass and low shrubs, with views opening up over the valleys. It's winter, so the crowds are gone, and I had the trail mostly to myself, just the crunch of my boots and the sound of a hawk calling somewhere above. The hike took about 3 hours, and at the top, I sat on a rock and ate the empanada, which had gone a little cold, but it didn't matter. Below me, the city of Cordoba spread out in the valley, and beyond it, the Sierras Chicas rolled into the distance. This is why I came here now, for this clear winter air and the sense of space. I stayed up there longer than I planned, just breathing before I headed down to catch the bus back. Back in the city, I stopped for a late lunch at a place called Santa Calma, which is a bit more upscale, but the set lunch deal was about 23,100 pesos, maybe $25, and it came with a drink. I had a hearty bowl of locro, the maize and meat stew that's a winter staple here, and it warmed me from the inside out. As I ate, I checked my phone for news, and I saw that there's a whole festival going on this weekend, Terror Cordoba, a horror film thing that's apparently showing movies across the city. I might check that out tomorrow. The other thing I noticed was that there was a big march against a national land law that went through downtown a couple of days ago. It's a reminder that all this beauty doesn't mean the country isn't dealing with serious stuff, inflation and political fights. But that's Argentina. I'm learning, a place where the crisis and the cafes coexist, where you can be swept up in a protest in the morning and then sit down for a quiet llamato in the afternoon. Tomorrow, I want to try to sort out my DNI to get the ball rolling on becoming a resident. I've read that you have to go through the migration office and then the local system, and I need to get my precarious sorted. It's paperwork, but it's the kind that makes a place feel like more than just a visit. But first, I'm going to find a place that does a proper coffee because I'm still getting used to the local bar culture. So, Cordoba, day one. I've eaten a llamato, had Fernet con Coca, hiked the Sierras, and started to feel like this city might just work. The plan is to spend the next week here, exploring the Jesuit estancias, maybe heading out to Alta Gracia to see the Che Guevara Museum, and trying to catch some live folklore music in the Penis at night. The winter here is bright and cold, and I think it's going to suit me. Tonight, I'm going to try to find a peña, a spot with folk music, to get a taste of the local sound. I'm told there are places in the center that do it, but I'll have to wander a bit. If I find one, I'll let you know tomorrow. For now, the city is settling into a quiet night, the temperature dropping, the stars coming out over the Sierras. This is a good place to be, at least for a while. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Hasta entonces.